Hello, my name's Lucas and I'm a gallery guide at the Art Gallery from the class of 2024. I like to begin my tours focused on instruction in art with Jacques Duchesne II's 1621 Vanitas Still Life, as it encourages looking closely and its message is unclear. The canvas is chock full of stuff. Pause this audio and identify all the objects you see in this painting. By my count, there's 28 different items. How many do you see? Now we've built a vocabulary to discuss the painting, but some parts remain puzzling. You've likely noticed the Latin inscription pinned to the desk. Translated into English, it instructs, "Observe moderation, be mindful of one's end, and follow nature." This dictum exemplifies Stoicism, an ancient philosophy popularized in 17th century Holland. Notice the bust of Seneca gazing off in the upper right. The combination of Stoicism and Christianity held that one shouldn't yield to passions and should calmly accept the inevitable, death. Vanitas derives from vanity. This painting epitomizes this subgenre of still life painting, which sought, through the work's subject matter, to denounce the worldly accumulation of material wealth. How is such a viewpoint exemplified in the objects you identified earlier? Do they highlight different aspects of or even challenge this dark lesson? The genre's origins are credited to Duchesne, an engraver, printmaker, and eventual painter born in Antwerp in 1565. His early engravings featured popular depictions of soldiers and scenes of war that reflected the ongoing conflict between Spain and the Netherlands, a theme carried through by the empty breastplate. Duchesne painted his first Vanitas still life in 1603, using symbols such as skulls, soap bubbles, candles, and flowers. Another typical symbol in Vanitas paintings are books, of which this painting has an unusual amount. While books in the 1600s were worth many days' wages, these objects, worn and heavily bookmarked, display a philosophical and intellectual wealth that lasts beyond the financial. Of course, the weight of past knowledge on display might be overwhelming. Just like Duchesne's painting, the creation might outlast the creator, for better or worse. This work is rich with objects and symbolism, and it's okay not to recognize everything going on in the scene. The ambiguity of the painting's message allows room, however, for us to make our own meanings through close looking and analysis, to take up the quill and write our own thoughts into the empty pages of that great, blank, brightly lit book.